So Noel Dorn, editor of the Irish News, and in a kind of a loyalist stronghold this morning. Have you been speaking at party conferences before?
Never, and never expect to do so again. The invitation came out of the blue, but you know, as the BBC asked me earlier, how it came about. I had some dealings with John Kyle, and he came up with a suggestion. I mean, I suppose the position of the paper is that there should be full and comprehensive dialogue, that all options should be on the table. If someone comes to us and says, well, will you be a small form of small part of that dialogue, you're kind of put on the spot, and I can see no reason why not. They may not necessarily, the delegates may not necessarily agree with what I have to say, but you have to respect their decision to invite me along here. So we covered a bit of ground. As I say, maybe they'll agree with some of it, maybe they'll just laugh it off, but it is an example of dialogue, and hopefully it'll move things forward to a certain degree.
We certainly had folk like Dennis Bradley was here before Matt Bagot came last year, so I mean you're not alone in being a kind of critical friend or sworn enemy kind of coming to turn up. You got quite a warm welcome. A few of them admitted that they read the paper, which was good for readership. But you did give them a bit of a challenge. I mean, you did kind of basically say they needed to pull their weight if they wanted to change things, to do it democratically and actually kind of re-engage with politics nearly, rather than kind of get off the street and back into office?
Yes, well, hopefully in a fairly gentle way, but I brought up the famous leaflet, which they weren't responsible for, crucially, the two main unionist parties were, which had a drastic effect on community relations in Belfast. And
you
really,
said it was shabby? I think
yes, it was a particularly shabby episode, and I think that's an example of, you know, where the PUP made the right call on that one. But they have lined up with the DUP and the Ulster Unionists over flags and parades. And to a certain extent, they've almost become the group associated most closely with flags and parades. And I'm not quite certain that they've thought all that out, where it is going to take them. If the Todell human rights camp doesn't win tomorrow, where do we go from here? How do you move things forward? And I've suggested to them that the reason that Alliance made an impact at the City Hall was they worked very hard. Voter registration, out in the ground, lower preference votes, right down the counts. And that's an opportunity which is there for the PUP as well.
And you also kind of suggested that given that their votes would be asked for by the bigger unionist parties, you kind of said North Belfast, East Belfast, very keen to kind of secure those, that they should really use their support as a bargaining chip, which I don't think they've thought of before.
No, I don't think they've done so in the past. Now, clearly, they played a role in the victory of Naomi Long. There are people clearly came out in significant numbers to vote for Naomi Long. The perception is that that's never going to happen again because of flags and parades. I don't think they should just automatically assume that. I think they should sit down and try and negotiate and try and cut a deal of some kind. I mean, I don't want to compare it with the likes of Tony Gregory and Charlie Haughey all those years ago, because it's not quite the same thing. But it shows you what can be done, maybe on a much smaller scale. And if they were to gain any benefits from that, and if it was on a cross-community benefit basis, I think people would have a completely different perception of the PUP.
Okay, well, many thanks for talking to us, and you have another about 8 conferences ahead of you if you want to say yes to them all.
I doubt that.